Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. My next thing that I learned, I'm actually going to piggyback off of what you said, Claudia, and prove my, and just show. Now, one of the things that I learned is people don't listen to the things that they're actually saying. They don't pay attention to themselves.
I learned that too.
Yes. Now, when you started talking about values and stuff like that, right, Claudia? You mentioned you learned the value of, you know, value, and then you talked about relationships, and you also talked about love and, you know, things like that, right?
Yes.
What perfection year are you in?
Fifth house.
And what's the squares in opposition?
The opposition is to my 11th house of friends, squaring my second house of values, where I don't have any planets in, and squaring also my 8th house of intimacy.
Yeah. And that's what you just talked about.
Yeah.
That you...
that I've been going through, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that goes to prove that just because you do not have anything in a house or anything, that doesn't mean nothing goes on in that house. What affects one house actually affects the opposite house and the squares.
Mm-hmm. True. But I actually have placements in all those three houses except for the second house.
Yes. So I would say those placements in those other houses were needed to help you develop that newfound perspective on values.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I did need that because I do feel like my value system was a lot different prior to 2020 than now after 2020. I feel like 2020, and it's funny because everybody used to be like, 2020 vision, this is going to be my year.
Now 2020 is going to mean something totally different now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And for me, it was like 2020, like, get your values right.
Get your sight right. You want that 2020 vision.
Yeah, or go get LASIK, you know, because you better be able to see.
and we sitting up here talking about values, and guess who just entered into a second house year?
You.
Is it me?
No, me.
Is it
me.
You?
Yeah. So that is the theme of my year: value, security, you know. So I guess all that stuff that you were just talking about, I probably got a little of that on my plate this year.
You're gonna touch on, yeah, I know, and it's interesting because if you can't let go of something that you like hold like a really strong value in,
mm-hmm.
That gets really tricky. Mm-hmm. That gets internally a little messy, I would say.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.